USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas lawmakers walked out of the State House chamber just before midnight on Sunday to deny a final vote on a controversial bill that would tighten voting laws in the state. Republican Governor Greg Abbott supports the bill and said he would call for a special session. Republicans in the state call it a common-sense approach to securing election integrity. Democrats see the bill as an attempt to discourage minorities from casting a ballot. The bill is known as Senate Bill 7. China announced on Monday that married couples may have up to 3 children, a major policy shift from the existing limit of 2 after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. In 2016, China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy imposed to halt a population explosion. Environmental groups in Florida are warning that unusually high numbers of manatee deaths in the first 5 months of the year are being blamed on algae blooms that are destroying food sources. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
A Texas hospital is demanding employees get the COVID-19 vaccine. Employees are pushing back with a lawsuit. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Over 115 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring them to get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose their jobs. Epic Times reports their lawsuit states the hospital's mandate requires the employees to subject themselves to medical experimentation as a prerequisite to feeding their families. The employees say they took issue receiving experimental COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, such as ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. The lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who stated the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. The hospital says, quote, it is legal for healthcare institutions to mandate vaccines, as we have done with the flu vaccine since 2009.
COVID-19 vaccines have been proven to be safe and effective. Millions of people in the United States have received COVID-19 vaccines under the most intense safety monitoring in U.S. history. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As many Americans enjoy the three-day weekend for Memorial Day, former veteran and U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett on Fox News reminds us to take a moment for those that gave all.
Is remembering what so many people have given the full measure of their lives for. And it is not simply for us to have a long weekend. You know, I was thinking and I was reiterating to my family of the oath that I took when I went into the military. And it started off simply that I swear to defend and support the Constitution of the United States against enemies, both the foreign and domestic. These people, my fellow soldiers, my veterans, they gave their lives for the Constitution of the United States. This is the greatest country that has ever existed, but it is the greatest country for one reason and one reason only, because it was founded upon the greatest political document ever written, the U.S. Constitution, which is nothing more than a set of law and order. And when you go into some neighborhoods, law and order is synonymous with a racial slur. We need to get away from this anti-Americanism and begin to remember why so many people have given their lives. And it is not just so that we can enjoy barbecue and long weekends.
Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died in the performance of their military duties. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.